To anyone who sees this who's in an interfaith relationship, I had a really weird situation today, and I would like y'all's thoughts on how to better handle it in the future. So I have been a Wiccan, and my partner has been a Christian our entire relationship. He knew what I was from the start, I knew what he was from the start, and we just had good boundaries with each other from the get-go regarding religion, faith, all of that. We've even discussed, like, when we have kids, we'll let them pick what they want to do and raise them a-religiously to an extent. I mean, they still are going to know what we are and a little bit about what we are, but we're not going to force them either way. So, I mean, it's been fine, you know, no problems. Well, recently he started going back to church, right? And he's always been more non-denominational himself, right? He was raised Lutheran, and the church he's going to is a Southern Baptist church out of pure convenience. I mean, it's right here, which I personally don't love at all, but I have talked to him about it, and he's more there for convenience, if anything, and less so because he loves that specific denomination. At least that's my understanding, right? And less so because he particularly likes that denomination a whole lot, you know? So anyways, right, today I went up with him to the church that he's been going to for maybe about 4 weeks now, because one, I have been curious. I've never been to a Southern Baptist church. Despite being Texan, right, my family's Methodist. My parents kind of let us do our own thing, but the generations before that have been Methodist. The types of United Methodists in Texas who really do not like the Baptists. And two, to support him, right? So anyways, right, we go there. There's always a push from most religious buildings that I've been to, because again, I do enjoy seeing how other people view the world. I do enjoy seeing different churches, different temples, etc., etc., if I am welcome. And I do believe that our spirits have unique ways of speaking to all of us, meaning that I can still get something good from a sermon, even if I don't necessarily believe everything, you know? Because even if it's from another faith, right, I can still benefit sometimes from that message. So I go with him today, right? And one of the first things I'm asked the moment anyone gets me, like, alone is, like, what took you so long to come here? And I'm honest with them, right, to an extent. I don't go into churches saying, like, I'm a Wiccan, lol, because that's going to scare the shit out of everyone in Texas. I am house trained. So instead I say I'm not actually a Christian, and if I were, I would probably be a Methodist, because my family's Methodist. And usually, right, when I tell people, like, I'm actually not a Christian, I'm here for someone else, this is an act of love to them. Or, I still am curious about the message that you have, even though I'm not a Christian. In most churches that I've been to, right, the response goes one of two ways. Typically, it's either, oh, well, the sermon will change your mind, welcome to our congregation, you know, we would love for you to see more and get involved. Or it goes into a, well, why aren't you a Christian? This one did not go that way, and I genuinely did not know how to handle the situation. Instead, it went much more to a, well, you should follow your fiancé. His church must be your church. Because if he comes to this church, then you have to come to this church as well and be part of our church as well. Keep in mind, this was away from him, this was separate from him, this was from the women of this congregation. And I pretty much just kind of like blank stared at them, because I'm like, no. And instead I kind of got told about how, you know, as a good woman, you're supposed to follow in your partner's footsteps, or in your husband's footsteps, right? And they started telling me how they started going to this church because their husbands did. So needless to say, right, I personally will never be going back there. He knows my thoughts on that. Because usually, right, like, I still go sometimes for, like, various things, especially if someone that I love is very interested in something. Like, I got no problem pulling up to temples, churches, etc. Even if I know that I'm not necessarily going to agree with what's being said. Because a message can still be important for me to hear. But I've never had that type of approach taken with me before by any sort of church people. Literally ever. I've never heard that one. So I would like some advice from other people who are in interfaith relationships on how to handle this, right? I talked to my fiance and I'm like, hey, honey, they said this. Do you feel this way? He says, no, what the fuck? That wasn't cool of them. And I'm like, yeah. He's more like, you know, it's their job to try to get people in the congregation. I'm like, yeah, but this was like my first time meeting them. And you know how I feel about the church and Christianity and the Southern Baptist Church specifically. You know that I will join a Southern Baptist church over my dead fucking body. Like, of all churches, they're one of my least favorites. And that if I were going to join, it would be a Methodist church, United Methodist Church. not global. Like, if I were a Christian, it certainly would not be Southern Baptist. Or I'd go to Unitarian Church. I fuck with the Unitarians. They're pretty cool. But yeah, I genuinely don't know how to handle that one. Because, yeah, that pretty much sealed the deal. I'm not going back. But if he does change churches, which he says he likely will in the future anyways, unrelated to it, right? But he's had more of a Lutheran upbringing anyways. The Baptist church, again, is a church of convenience here. But, like, legitimately, how the fuck do I respond to that? Like, how am I supposed to respond to that in the future, you know? But, like, I also don't want him to be judged, right? Because I'm certainly not going to join the Baptist church. I think that my grandmother would rise from the grave and kill me, take me right with her. But secondly, is it just, like, normal for women to be like, oh, well, my husband believes this, so I'm gonna believe it too? Like, is that normal? Because I don't know. To me, right? Like, that's insane. That's, like, actually crazy. I like that we don't believe the same thing and can have that diversity within our relationship, you know? And honestly, like, I'm not 100% sure that I would want to date another occultist. Have you seen some of these occultists? No, thank you. Especially when, right, a lot of Southern magic anyways is heavily based in don't tell the men. Don't tell your husband. I don't know. For me, that's, like, a big folk thing that I learned pretty quick is we don't tell the men. So yeah, I don't know, really weird experience. First time in a Southern Baptist church, gonna be my last time. That was awful. The sermon itself was nice. I do think it was a valuable message. It's about spiritual hygiene, which, yeah, fair enough. Probably did need to hear that, even if it's in a different font than what I would be used to. But the thought that I should join your congregation, despite not being interested in being a Southern Baptist, because my partner is part of your congregation, that's crazy. Is that not crazy to the rest of y'all? How do you even navigate that in the future? Like, what do I even say to that? Because that was just so insane.